Good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Pearl Daily here on the Audacity Network. As you guys know, we are, you know, demonetized here on the channel. And if you guys can, go to theaudacitynetwork.com and support the stream. Okay, so today we are going to be talking about The View and all of these woke, crazy celebrities that are crying online about Trump losing. So as you guys know, my message to the liberals is that I hope you all have an awful day. I hope it's terrible. I hope you are crying and it really affects your life more than it should. Now, you may think, Pearl, I mean, that's rude. I mean, you don't want them to be affected negatively. Aren't you Catholic? I mean, you're a compassionate woman. And I would say to that, they didn't care. These are the same liberals that were super excited when I got demonetized. These were the same liberals that voted to increase gas prices, increase food prices. And really, they didn't care about us having bad days the last 4 years. There are men who have died in these wars because of who they voted for. So am I okay with them having a bad day today? Yeah, and I don't feel bad at all. So this is to the liberals that watch my show. I hope your day is terrible. So the first story that we're going to run is The View. Now, the ladies of The View, they have a liberal talk show. And this liberal talk show, they really just spew nonsense. And they're very lucky because their audience isn't very smart. And none of them really understand policy. These are the same women that brought Trump on with open arms 8 years ago and had no problem with him running and completely turned on him when he started running. You know, I had very similar experiences when I became a public figure where, you know, it's people that you're friendly with and maybe you didn't talk politics with, all of a sudden have a problem with you. And I mean, mine wasn't as extreme, but I can relate to the fact that people really turn just because they disagree with you on different policies. And you see this especially with men that are ruled by women and women, right? And because we tend to be more emotional. And what comes with that is, you know, what comes with that is if they feel a certain way one day and they feel a certain way the next day, it's magically okay.
Oh, what happened last night? Anybody do anything interesting? Okay. The 2024 presidential race ended yesterday. And this is what the country and the world woke up to this morning. Take a look.
This was a movement like nobody's ever seen before. And frankly, this was, I believe, the greatest political movement of all time. And now it's going to reach a new level of importance because we're going to help our country heal. We have a country that needs help, and it needs help very badly. We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country. America's future will be bigger, better, bolder, richer, safer, and stronger than it has ever been before. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you very much.
That's an amazing message. That was a message worth sharing. Now, what do the liberal ladies, what do they say? Do they say, you know what, maybe we should try to improve the country? Let's see.
So, how you feel?
I'll start.
Yeah, go ahead.
My takeaway is that the system works. We live in a democracy. Mm-hmm. People spoke. This is what people wanted. I vehemently disagree with the decision mm-hmm. that Americans made. But I feel very, very hopeful that we have a democratic system in this country. We should value it. We should love it. We should protest if the situation arises that we need to protest, which I'm sure it will. And I've been through this before with Nixon. It's been very difficult. But boy, oh boy, do we have a country if we can keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, echoing the sentiments, Joy, one of the first thing I wanted to say for anyone that needs an example of when the person you voted for does not win, you do not say the system must be broken mm-hmm. or that it was rigged. You say right. it is what it is mm-hmm. and you show up anyway. And I want to commend all those people that voted because you sometimes hear people say, well, it didn't matter. No, it did matter. That was still your currency, that was still your power, mm-hmm. and people turned out. Now, if you didn't vote, you really don't have a say in the conversation, right. so you can go ahead and sit down. But for the rest of you, and then a lot of what I think about is what I always tell my kids when things go on. You feel what you feel. Everyone has different emotions. Some people got what they wanted. A lot of people didn't.
Heck yeah, we did. Do these women look sad or what? Is it wrong for me to relish? No. No, don't relish in somebody's misery. I mean, that would be terrible.
And you feel anything that comes up, and then you turn around and you say, let's look at the tapes, let's see what we did, let's see how we continue to fight for the people that we care about. And you take one step in front of the other. And so here we are today, and I still feel that optimistic because I feel arm in arm with so many people who agree with me, and I'm not going to stop marching. So
I like this pep talk, Coach Haynes.
What are you guys marching for? I mean, that's really my question. Like, what is being marched for?
Listen, is it the outcome I wanted? No, but we live in a democracy. I have my vote. Right. Millions of people cast their votes did. And what's important to me is this. Tens of millions of Americans, our friends, our neighbors, our family members, voted for Donald Trump. We disagree with him. I know we all do at this table, but they are good, decent people who are patriots and love this country. And I can't speak to what drove them to the conclusion of being with him, but I think it is a moment for us to listen to each other, to hear each other, express what our concerns are. I've spent the last 4 years doing that, and also listen to people who are with him, because this is a country that there is truly more that unites us than divides us. I know it doesn't feel like that for many people in this moment, but we need to bring down the temperature, the name calling, the demonizing, let the other side, let if they want to do that, they can do it. But I think it is a moment to listen to the voters. And this, I have to say, I've always thought he could win. I thought in the final stretch, she might eke it out. I didn't expect it to be this resounding, and I think there are some lessons from it. I think we forget about rural America. I think the working class feels left behind.
This one's not too crazy on The View. She seems to be one of the sane ones. But, you know, this is the problem these days, you know. You know, we got these crazy women running these talk shows. And, you know, hold on, let me.
They feel like the powerful, the elite only care about them and their power. And he spoke to them. We may not have liked his words, but they turned out for him. I mean, the map was, it was beyond Reagan what we saw last night. And I think we need to start listening more about the concerns of everyday Americans who feel like this system is failing.
When Reagan won, I remember the whole map was red.
Yeah.
It was pretty red last night.
I don't know. I'm profoundly disturbed.
Profoundly disturbed.
I think if you look at the New York Times this morning, the headline was America Makes a Perilous Choice. I think that in 2016, we didn't know what we would get from a Trump administration, but we know now. And we know now that he will have almost unfettered power. And so I...
Unfettered power? We actually do. I mean, there are checks and balances. You can't just do whatever you want.
Worry, not about myself, actually. I don't worry about my station in life. I worry about the working class. I worry about my mother, a retired teacher. I worry about our elderly and their Social Security and their Medicare. Children. I worry about my children's future, especially my daughter, who now has less rights than I have. And...
Oh my gosh, make it stop. What rights do we not have? What is it?
I remember my father telling me many, many years ago that I was the first person in his family to enjoy full civil rights. And now I have less civil rights than I had when he told me that. So again,
like what? Name it. What specifically do you not have?
I'm profoundly disturbed that the 14th Amendment of the Constitution did not prevent someone who participated in an insurrection from becoming president of the United States. I think that going forward, the convicted felon box on employment applications better be taken off, because if you can be the president of the United States, then you should not be.
He wasn't convicted. They just say things.
Prevented from employment in this country, because I remember applying for my jobs as a federal prosecutor, and there was a box for convicted felons.
Well,
and so that box better be taken off. And I think our healthcare system is now at risk. I think
How is it at risk? What specifically is at risk?
Fluoride for anyone.
Yeah, economists have made clear that he's going to increase the debt by $7.75 trillion. I'm worried about mass deportation and internment camps. And I'm also worried about Elon Musk warning Americans to prepare for temporary hardship. I'm surprised at the result, but I'm not surprised as a woman of color. I was so hopeful.
Why do women and minorities have to announce their status? I can clearly see that you're a black woman, mixed or whatever, like a woman of color. Why must you announce it? I've heard women say this on my show. They would say, as a woman, I mean, do you guys think that I'm blind? I mean, it's a little bit insulting to my intelligence. I can see you. I'm not. I mean,
that a mixed race woman married to a Jewish guy could be elected president of this country. Uh-huh. And I think that it had nothing to do with policy. I think this was a referendum of cultural resentment in this country.
Well,
okay, a mixed race woman married to a Jewish guy. Interesting. That is why she wanted him to be, you know, I don't even have to say repeal the 19th anymore. I think I'm going to stop saying it. Because this stuff just writes itself. It really does. I mean, I still haven't heard. I feel like I'm at the Kamala rally again, and I'm asking, what's one policy that you're afraid of? One policy. Anything.
I think it, I think it has to do with a lot.
Okay, guys. Now, a word from our sponsor. I can't hear it.
In the state that it's in.
No, I can.
These women are getting away with murder, and there is a simp epidemic. Testosterone levels are so low, and something needs to be done about it. Chalk is on a mission to save mankind from extinction by boosting your vitality. When you boost your testosterone, you'll have more mental clarity. You're more capable of taking risks and making decisions. Having high testosterone will also affect your pheromones, so women will find you more attractive subconsciously. Get the Chalk Male Vitality Stack on Chalk.com. That's Chalk.com. Chalk provides the highest quality herbal supplements clinically studied to boost your testosterone. Their tongue cat is wild harvested from the Malaysian rainforest and is studied in double-blind human trials to boost free testosterone levels 87%. In 21 days. Use my name, Pearl, as your coupon code, and you'll get 25% off site-wide on chalk.com. That's chok.com. Coupon code Pearl. Boost your testosterone naturally, supercharge your masculinity, and don't be a simp. All right, guys, back to the video.
Things, that being one of them, I'm obviously very disappointed. I'm very sad. I was at the Kamala Harris headquarters
yesterday in Washington, and it was a very sad scene. The mood turned immediately, and I tell you, there's a quote I get a lot of inspiration from, and it's a quote that I read when I was reading about John F. Kennedy, and it says, "Whether I am on the winning or the losing side is not the point with me. It is being on the side where my sympathies lie that matters." And that, to me, brought me a consolation and inspiration this morning, because I have no regrets.
Yep.
I worked hard as hell to elect the first Black Asian woman president. History slipped through our fingers again. I worked hard as hell for Donald Trump not to be president. But today, unlike Donald Trump and his followers, I acknowledge that he won. Mm-hmm. I hope for the best for our country. And I make a commitment to our LGBTQ, to our immigrants, to our elderly, to our young girls, to the women, that we will not stop fighting. We can be sad today.
Yeah.
Today we can be sad.
Okay. And it's confirmed. They are sad. They are very sad. Oh, I want to hear what Whoopi says, because she's insane.
We said to people, vote. We didn't tell people who to vote for.
Right.
We just said, go out. But I did not.
Yeah, I did.
Because I wanted to make sure people exercise that right. Too many people that I know died trying to vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really, I would think that would be in the news. What happened? What specifically happened? Let me know.
So we start with that. And think about this. She did this in 2 months.
Yeah, no.
She did this in 2 months.
She left it all on the field.
You know,
yes, she
look,
did.
She, you know, everybody can always say, oh, she should have done this, she should have done this, she should. She did what she did. She was everywhere. She talked to everybody. And people didn't come out. I don't know why. And it doesn't even matter. He's now the president. I'm still not going to say his name. That's not going to change.
I think I would do so well on The View. They should put me on this show.
Yeah.
I have faith that some good, decent people are going to work for him. I've heard from some folks today. I think there's some reasons to be hopeful that people who believe in public service in the country.
Someone said she could have had 2 years. She still would have lost. Yeah, I mean, Democrats keep running candidates that are not likable. They're not charismatic. Like, the last charismatic candidate that they really had was Obama. Obama was, I mean, he's a bit cringe now, but 8 years ago, 12, or it was way more than that. But back then, I mean, he was likable. People liked him.
We're gonna go.
I wanted to finish up with is it's hard for some of us to hear that rhetoric.
Yeah. Yeah.
After 50 years, you know, after 70 years, to hear that rhetoric coming back, to hear things that came out of people's mouths, that we all decided as a public group, we weren't going to talk to each other that way.
Yeah.
So for me, when I hear that, I feel okay when I'm pissed at somebody who's talking down to somebody else. I'm all
right. I hope you are pissed. I don't care. Stay pissed. Stay mad, Whoopi.
Right with that. What I'm not all right with is trying to further wreck the country. So that's why everything that everyone is saying at the table really comes down to, listen, we're still here. People, I when I got out of the car today, because nobody will let me drive, I saw mailmen, people with their kids. I saw people walking around looking, you know, drinking the coffee stuff from
Starbucks?
Starbucks. Yeah. I don't drink coffee, so I never remember. But I saw people living their lives, and that's what we have to do. And when things get to be so bright that we see them, we got to call them out.
Yes.
You have to call them
and
out.
And no one's going to be storming the Capitol.
Yes, yes,
you know
yes.
What, you know what gets me? The exit polls showed.
Mm-hmm.
According to our research department here at ABC News, the state of democracy was the top issue to voters overall. So that says that they voted for a guy who wanted to overthrow the election, who also said he would be a dictator on day one. And
that is the most, I cannot believe how much they lie about that. He obviously was kidding when he said that. It was obviously a joke. Do you guys tell jokes to your girlfriends and they take it seriously? Is this just an us thing? I don't know what.
They also said that democracy was number one. So I'm concluding that maybe they don't believe him.
But I think it means different things.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I mean, nobody believes anything you guys say. Except for a certain group that I'm not allowed to talk about, unfortunately. So go to theaudacitynetwork.com. The link is in the description. Get the monthly membership so I can be free, please. Okay, so the next topic we're going to cover is I wanted to read a list of celebrities that I am expecting to move. So celebrities really have it tough in America. Now, I know you, the postman or the Uber drivers, put you guys' jobs in the chat. Let me see what the normal men and women that keep the lights on in this country, keep the power grid going. I want to hear the jobs you guys do. You know, we have electricians. Electricians are an amazing group, you know, and they keep the power grids on, the electric. We are so lucky to have them. We have programmers in the chat, maintenance workers, firemen, police officers. We have warehouse workers. We have unemployed, all right? You know, Lyft drivers, truck drivers, IT support. Do you guys, but you know who really has it tough in this country? Celebrities. Yeah, I know you guys. I mean, some of you risk your lives on the job, but I mean, one in the chat, the celebrities, they're the ones that have it tough. And they've let us know this election that they're going to put their money where their mouth is. And there's a list of celebrities that said, America is too terrible. It's just the country's going to go downhill and we have it so hard that we are going to leave the country if Trump is elected. So we have Alec Baldwin, Whoopi Goldberg, John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, Rob Reiner, Barbara Streisand, Cher, I forgot how to say that lady's name, that old pop star, I forget her name, or how to say it, Char, I don't know, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Megan Rapinoe, Tom Hanks, Amy Schumer, AOC, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, Bill Gates, Jane Fonda, Madonna, Mark Ruffalo, Kim Kardashian, Bruce Springsteen, George Clooney, Hunter Biden, Oprah, Robert De Niro, Miley Cyrus, Travis Kelce, Bobby Althoff, Rashida Tlaib, Stormy Daniels, Dr. Anthony Fauci, George Soros, Diddy, Eminem, Sean Penn, Sharon Stone, Ashley Judd, Tommy Lee, Billie Jean Armstrong. So I'm really expecting that. I don't know if this is trolling or real, but I'm really expecting these guys to leave. I mean, they have it tough. Okay. I mean, I can't imagine being worth millions of dollars and getting to be rich and famous. Can you guys imagine? I know we have social workers in the chat. We have, what else did we have? IT consultants, AI automation, security dispatchers. I'm an unemployed worker. All right. Currently a dishwasher, sound engineers. Do you guys have sympathy for the, I mean, they have it really tough. They got to go. I mean, I can't imagine. Ugh. And they're not the only celebrities crying. I mean, obviously, because people are famous, we care what they have to say, clearly. I mean, who doesn't want to know Billie Eilish's opinion on world foreign policy? She totally knows what's best for the country. And, you know, she had a tweet that said, "It's a war on woman," from Billie Eilish. But this is what we're going to keep seeing. As the genders go further and further apart, so is the media. The media, it's going to go one way. One's going to go more left. One's going to go more right. Next, we have LeBron James. Now, again, LeBron James has been worth millions of dollars since his early 20s. And you know what I'm tired? I don't like when men use their daughters as a virtue signal. I find this annoying. I mean, your daughter, I mean, how old is this girl? So this young girl, let's show this on the, yeah. This is LeBron James's daughter. And she's just living. She's eating her ice cream, having a good day. And LeBron James is saying, do you know what you are thinking about? Do you know what's important to my, what does she look like? 10 to you guys? 8? 10? 12? I'd say 8 to 12. Let's say 10. My 10-year-old. Well, you know what's really important to her? Abortion. I want to make sure that my daughter has the right to kill my grandkids. Let me fight and vote and rally for this right. King James says, "Heavy on my heart and mind, this am my princess. I promise to protect you with everything I have and more. We don't need their help." Okay, so LeBron, I got to be honest with you here. This is some weak stuff. You're using your daughter for clout. Because what we got to think about, what is he communicating here? He's communicating, I am upset with the election results because of my cute kid. And so what are you using your daughter to do? You're using your daughter to try to make me feel bad for you, which I don't. You're worth millions of dollars. I don't feel bad at all. And yeah, so now LeBron James is also crying. And I hope you have an awful day. So next we have, let's see this list. I did LeBron. Now we have the talk show host coming in and also crying. Well,
well.
Eat it.
It happened again. After a bizarre and vicious campaign fueled by a desperate need not to go to jail, Donald Trump has won the 2024 election. It's almost like you rehearsed that. The deep shock and sense of loss is enormous. Okay, but let's look at the bright side. This way, at least there'll be a peaceful transfer of power. Mike Pence, Ollie Ollie oxen free. All day yesterday, I was walking around proudly wearing my I voted sticker. Today, I wore my I am questioning my fundamental belief in the goodness of humanity sticker. Yeah, they give those out. They give those out. Yeah.
Okay, can you imagine? And I'm sure, you know, men work so, men really are not appreciated in this country. So men will do the jobs that keep the lights on in this country. I mean, I'm sure many of you in the chat have infrastructure jobs or have worked it at some point. And I am sure that you guys do that thanklessly and tirelessly. It's not like women are out here thanking you for it. It's not like society's out here thanking you for it. And you see this guy on TV who works in media, which is a job that I'm not saying it's unimportant, obviously. I work in media too. But I mean, compared to what you guys do, it's nothing. Keeping the light, the electricity on, food, you know, we have a whole in There's thousands of men in this country that transport food to just so we can eat, right? Farmers. There's so many men that do these jobs. And these out-of-touch snobs are going to shame the average men in this country that do these things thanklessly for voting for who they want. I can't even imagine. That is...
Bake sale. Yeah. Right outside. Now, as a late night host, people often say to me, come on, part of you has got to want Trump to win because he gives you so much material to work with. No. No. No one tells the guy who cleans the bathroom, wow, you must love it when someone has explosive diarrhea. There's so much material.
Gas prices. Gas prices. That's what we care about.
For you to work with. Come on. Now, you understand that? Is that good? I wish, you wish, so many of us wish this hadn't happened, but that is not for us to decide. This is a democracy. That's democracy with a capital duh. And in this democracy, the majority has spoken, and they said they don't care that much about democracy.
And how do they believe this? It blows my mind.
I want to take a moment to congratulate Kamala Harris and Tim Walz on running an amazing 107-day campaign. You know, come on. That was extraordinary. Right out of the gate. They hit it right out of the gate. Firstly, I hope they stay in touch. I know they're really good at texting. As I'm your host.
Okay. Yeah. Eat it. Eat it, Steven. I hope you have a... Let me know in the chat. Do we want him to have a good day or a bad day? I hope your day is terrible. I really do. Okay, so next, not only are the celebrities crying. I mean, celebrities, they really have it tough. I mean, let's not make jokes about it. Let's not be funny. I mean, they have hard jobs. I mean, it's very tough to get up and talk. I mean, I'm sure that's way harder than being on your feet all day. Super hard. And you know who also has it tough? Women in this country. I mean, guys, being a woman, it's not, you guys think it's easy? I mean, the women in this country, they now have to learn how to use birth control. And that can be a tough thing to do. It can be really tough to take a pill at the same time every day. Yeah. It can be really tough to go to your doctor and ask for an IUD. I mean, I would say abstinence, but... I mean, at that point, you'd be asking for a miracle, right? Let's not... We don't talk about fairy tales here. I mean, now the women have to go to their doctors and say, and maybe think, huh, I don't want to catch an STD. Maybe wear condoms. Like the women, now in this country, women have to think about it because they might have to drive a couple hours to get an abortion. They might, I mean, very tough. And, you know, but don't worry, guys. Us ladies had a solution. We really did. I mean, do you guys think that we would just look at a problem and do nothing? No. We're problem solvers. And the women in this country have decided that they're going on a sex strike. Yeah. And they have decided collectively that they are no longer going to have sex because Donald Trump became the president. Now, you might think that I'm making this up or exaggerating it, but no, don't worry. TikTok is coming to the rescue.
All I have to say is good luck getting laid. especially in Florida, because me and my girlies are participating in the 4B movement. That's my next plan. And I'm dead fucking serious. All I have to say is good luck getting laid.
Yes, so they're calling it the 4B movement, meaning liberal women are abstaining from sex for 4 years. How long do you guys think this will last? Someone said nobody's picking any of them. I mean, guys, let's not cap. Do you think this woman has a hard time getting a guy to sleep with her? I mean, don't get me wrong. A lot of liberal women are ugly. This woman, she's not like, let's not play pretend. Okay. We have, but don't worry. We have more.
I just woke up and I'm still processing, but I just want to issue a formal announcement to everybody in my life that I have now joined the 4B movement. That's for one. Secondly, the first question I'm asking everybody in my life from this moment forward, who did you vote for? If I get anything aside from Kamala, get the fuck out of my face. I am done. Honestly, it costs me $0 to cut people off. And in this economy, I'm taking all the free shit that I can get. So, yeah. If you're not trying to hoard Plan B and misoprostol with me and start an underground abortion railroad, then I don't. Get the fuck out of my face, honestly. Oh my God, I'm tired.
Fellas, would you? I mean, I'm just... And they say there's no marriageable women left. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, there's, you could find her. I mean, she's abstinent now. So let's see the next one. Oh, this is the same one. Okay. Speaking of abortion, I did see a clip of a woman. This was so crazy. She was calling to get a late-term abortion in Colorado.
Hi there.
And
with Down syndrome.
Hold on.
Good morning, Dr. Stoppis. How can I help you?
Hi there.
I just started. Sound up on this at all? Let me see. I think this one's just quieter.
Good morning, Dr. Stoppis. How can I help you?
Hi there. I just started my third trimester, but found out that my child is diagnosed with Down syndrome. I saw on your website that you might offer late-term abortion services and just wanted to see what that looks like.
Sure. Have you had a recent ultrasound?
I did a few weeks ago, yeah.
We do require for your ultrasound to be sent over.
Okay, and even though I just started my 30th week, that's not too late in Colorado to get something done?
There are no legal restrictions in Colorado.
And is it...
That's seven and a, what does, hold on, put it down 1 second. But what does a baby look like at seven and a half months pregnant? Okay. All right. So at 7.5 months, the baby... That's very pregnant. Wow. Okay, so this. I mean. Okay, 30th week. Oh my gosh, go. Okay, wait. Wow. So 30th week, the baby looks kind of. Wow, that's pretty. That's pretty pregnant. Okay, let me go back. Did they see this? Oh yeah, they did. Or no? Okay. Here, show the screen. So this is 30 weeks. Wow. Okay, let me go back to here.
Kind of common right now for women to be going through this. I feel like I'm the only person in the world asking these questions. So just wanted to see if this is something that you guys regularly do.
Yes.
Totally normal at 30 weeks.
Wow.
How may I help you?
Hi there. Say I'm about 30 weeks pregnant right now and was planning on carrying to term, but just got a pretty devastating diagnosis that my fetus has been diagnosed with Down syndrome. So I'm just calling to see. I saw on your website you do offer some late abortion services starting in the third trimester, and just wanted to explore what those options might look like.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm definitely happy to give you some information about our services and appointment availability.
Okay. Really, the only reason that I would even be considering this is because of the new diagnosis, which is just a lot to wrap my head around. So I guess I just want to make sure that that's a valid reason to seek something like this out in Washington, D.C., and generally what that process might look like.
Absolutely. So I do see we have a couple of appointments available, potentially as early as tomorrow, if you'd be interested.
What?
As well as next week. In general, it would be a three-day process. The first day, you would meet with your care team, which includes a doula. We call them a patient care guide. You would also meet with your nurse and your provider, and they would go into a lot more detail about what the appointment process looks like, answer any questions that you might have, and review your medical history again.
Okay.
The second day, you would receive something called dilators to help your cervix dilate. They're small, skinny rods that kind of look like a matchstick, but that would be the process for the second day. And then on the third day, we would have the actual procedure happen. So it would be a three-day process, and you would be staying at the hotel in between your appointment days.
And my other earlier question, is this something that you guys do pretty regularly? This is like a normal procedure that's often practiced?
Yeah, so we do specialize in all trimester care, and we do provide care up to 31 weeks and 6 days for people who have not had a C-section previously. Our providers are very highly trained, so we do offer this care.
31 weeks and 6 days. Oh, my gosh. This is awful. Okay,
the earliest pregnancy that survived is 22 and 23 weeks. Wow. And see, and this is the thing. Women are fighting for this stuff.
Morning, thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Hi there. Say, I just started the third trimester of my pregnancy, but things kind of took a total left turn and ended up having a fetal diagnosis of Down syndrome this last week. So just calling to see if you have any availability or what the process might look like for a third trimester abortion.
Okay. Do you know exactly how many weeks you are?
Yeah, I'm 30 weeks pregnant right now.
We do all up until 35 on a case-by-case situation. It is legal in Maryland. But yes, it is the ultimate deciding factor.
Up to 35?
There is a doctor.
35 weeks in Bethesda, Maryland.
Wow. That's crazy. I can't even. That's like dang near. Wow. That is so messed up. Yeah, but there's nothing that's nothing that women fight harder for. Nothing. And it's very sombering once you realize it, but we're going to keep seeing less children and more ways to circumvent that. Unfortunately, it just is what it is. Okay. So, oh my God, that's so nasty. Okay, so not only are liberals going on a sex strike for Trump, they are also, guess what else they're doing, guys? Guess what else they're doing?
I just woke up this morning.
Shaving their heads. Yes.
I just woke up this morning feeling spicy. You guys feel spicy? Because I do. All right. I don't know how to use this thing. Let's see what happens. Is this cutting off hair? I'm going to have to cut it shorter than that. That's it down, right? I think that this is too... Oh, it's getting hair. Let's see here. Maybe I got to cut.
Okay, politics should not be so important. I want you guys to have terrible days. I do. I mean, this is hilarious for me. Thank you. You give me something to talk about on my show. So I appreciate this from all the liberals. But do you have nothing else in your life going for you that, I mean, even when, like, say Kamala won, I would be upset. But I would get over it. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm certainly not shaving my head or making any big life decisions based on one election, one L.
Yeah, I gotta cut it. Here we go. Have I given up on America? Yeah. Wow. Also given up on coloring this hair because, right? Fuck coloring my hair. Fuck having my hair be long and luxurious. Fuck all that shit. Fuck being skinny. Fuck being hot. Fuck being all the things that the patriarchy wants us to be. Because clearly, they don't give a shit about us. And I'm talking to you, too. Those of you ladies who have the internalized misogyny required to do what you did. Minorities who are so scared of a woman in power. That you'd rather cozy up.
I'm terrified of that. I am terrified of a woman in power, so. But not all women, not all. You too, not all, you know, not all, just specific ones, not all.
Hey, some crumbs fall off his plate so that you may eat from them. Yes, scraps. I don't know how to work this thing, but I'm on my way. I'm gonna figure it out. Let's just do some cutting. You know why? Because this is taking too long. Here we go. Short hair, we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. We're cutting it off because fuck you. That's why. You think I'm crazy? Me too. Crazy. Just like all the women before me who were crazy. So fucking crazy. You know what? It's been a day. It's been a year. It's been 9 years, 8 years, whatever it may be. Around this time, 8 years ago, it's one of the worst times of my life. That's when my life fell apart. Not because of this. Don't get too excited. I'm just talking about regular life stuff that they talk about on here. But trust me, I understand. I've heard the message loud and clear. We all have. Now women are going to have to just refuse to participate. Sorry, if you're a man, I will not be responding to you. If you are a man, I will not be talking to you.
There must have been so many men that were just disappointed that she's not responding. I mean, fellas in the chat, are you disappointed? You guys in the back disappointed that you can't, that she's not... She's not getting back to you? I mean, they were just all dying.
No, man, I will not be responding to you. If you are a man, I will not be talking to you. I am going to be promoting the 4B movement from here on out. Care. I don't care. Better scissors. My hair. Cutting it all off. Probably painting a target on my back here, but whatever. At least I live in a state right now that has liver rights still. And we voted out Brandon Williams. Fuck that guy. Back to Texas. From whence he came. We also voted yes on Prop 1, which will codify into law some equal right protections in the New York State Constitution. So we did that at least. I don't know what the other fuckers are doing, but I don't know, man. We are embarrassing on the world stage. Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. Seriously? Oh, I've never had short hair before. Ever. It's kind of fun. All right, we're just going to keep chopping away here because this is literally going to take forever if I don't. Cut all the hair off. You know why? I'm not going to dye it anymore. I'm not going to try and grow it out anymore. I'm not going to style it anymore. Fucking done. I will not be giving my money to the beauty industry anymore. I will not be giving my money to anyone that helps support misogyny and the patriarchy and keeping women down and making women think that we need to look a certain way or be a certain way.
What is it like as a man? Okay. At what age did you guys realize that women are treated differently than men? There had to have been an age for you guys where you either saw your sisters getting a little bit, like maybe they punished you for something and didn't punish your sisters. Maybe they, you know, at school, the women got better treatment. Like what age did you notice? 8, 10, birth, 9. So this has to be so frustrating from a man's point of view because you watch us, you know, live life on easy mode. While we're young, right? And still say that we're oppressed. I mean, that has to, sixth grade. If you guys have stories, like what was the first time you realized it was different? Let me know in the chat. And like one common experience I've heard men say is that they get punished. The first time they spoke their mind and they were punished for it, either by being ostracized by women or teachers or whatever. You know, was that an experience you guys had? They said straight out of the womb, it was apparent, middle school age. Karen's was a thing in kindergarten. Yes, precisely. It's so annoying. Okay, I'm going to watch the rest of this, and then I'm going to read some of your responses, so put them in.
Fuck you.
Women, fucking stop dating men. Stop having sex with men. Stop talking to men. Divorce your husbands. Leave your fucking boyfriends. Leave them. They don't give a shit about you. And I promise you, come over to this side. I will bake cookies. I will shave your head if you want me to, depending on how this turns out. Do a little more trimming before we buff it. Where's my...
Chop it.
Cut my hair before. It's like, oh, don't cut your own hair. All right. Some people tell me I can't do something, but I want to fucking do it. Just entering my middle-aged mom era. About to get the clippers out.
There. What a time. Okay, I wanted to see what people said. 5th to 6th grade, we had a whole course on how to be chivalrous to women. Bipolar stepmom who would slam things around and yell at me and ignore me. Sister, oh, what age did you guys see your sisters fake crying? Where did any of you try to cry to see if that worked? Did any of you? Sister faked crying tears with split to get candy at age 5. Wow. 12, hanging out with a friend and his girl cousins. It's all about the tone and volume of my voice. My sister used to set me up. Did you guys get set up by your sisters? Was that a thing? My sister set me up at 8. Like, what does that mean, set up? In grade three, some grade two, a girl wanted to play soccer with us. Three boys. We said, no, you're too small. She went and cried to the male grade two teacher who forced us to let them play. This lasted 5 minutes. Is that kind of like us in the workforce? We're like, we want to join. They're like, no, no. And then we just cried and then got it. I can see. Okay. If it takes you 30 weeks to decide, you aren't good at making decisions. Okay, let me go to the next woman that apparently shaved her head. Yep, here's... I don't. These women have to be on some sort of drugs. I don't. Okay, so the next part of the show, I have a couple people I'm going to send this link to. I have a part two of offering our condolences to the liberals. There's a couple people that couldn't make it yesterday. And I just thought to myself that was really unfortunate. And they really should be able to offer their condolences to the liberals. So let me send this to a couple people. If you are free, hop on. I'm kind of a last minute person, so sometimes hop on. Let me send it. I won't forget about you, Glenn. I know you're watching. Yesterday, I couldn't believe it. Glenn was supposed to come on. I totally forgot to send him the link. It was my bad. Can't make it today. Okay. So, and while we're waiting for them, I want to show you guys a feel-good clip. You know, we talk about so much negative stuff in the news that I really think every now and then it is my duty to show you guys a cute clip. And this clip was adorable. So there is a lonely man with autism who called 911 asking, for someone to wish him a happy birthday. And the police officers all came. Look.
How are you? What's up, pal? How are you? What's your name?
Chris.
Chris? I'm Frank. Is it your birthday?
Yes, sir.
We tried to light you candles, man, but the wind blew them out for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. There you go, brother. You want to blow them out? Make a wish. There you go.
You got it, awesome.
Hey, yeah. We wish you the best birthday, okay?
All right. You're going to be all right? Thank you so much. This is the boy I can ask for.
All right, don't eat it all in one sitting, all right? Take it easy, bro. God bless you.
Wife surprises husband with a favorite band. Oh. Boy is reunited with his cat. It went missing for 7 months. Oh. Oh, that was so cute. Is anyone on yet or no? No, okay. I will watch. I have one more clip I'm going to show you guys while we wait. Call her. Actually, let's react to AOC crying about Trump's win.
Hello, everyone. Taking a minute or two to let you all hop on. Hey, everybody. It's Alexandria here, Alex. Hope y'all are hanging in there. I would ask how you're doing, but I think a lot of us, especially, I kind of posted something similar to that question in my Q&As earlier, and a lot of people are feeling very similar things. People, like you said, yeah, feel free to drop how you're feeling in the chat. A lot of people saying they're not okay. Hey, heartbroken. A lot of people are scared. And just want to hop on. And I want to talk with you all about a lot of different things. And about, you know, where we move forward from here, what we've just experienced, what our thoughts on this are, and what's next.
I love watching her sad. I love it. I mean, it brings me great joy. You people have been running this country into the ground the last 4 years, and it brings me amazing peace and amazing joy to watch your misery. I just want you guys to know that.
All of us ahead. I guess I'll start with a little bit of the lay of the land here. Linda Sarsour saying we got this. That's right. We do. We have no choice. And I'll get to that in a minute. But very quickly here, lay of the land. As we know, Donald Trump won the presidency. Vice President Harris conceded the race today. She called President-elect Trump to concede the race personally and underscored the importance of a peaceful transition of power and that she was committed to that. And also,
I doubt it. See, this is the thing. You guys, the left says things, the right does things. I mean, they can say whatever they want. Let me get this straight. You guys have put Trump through 4 years of lawfare. 4 years of accusing him of everything under the sun. And now you're saying, well, we're going to give you a peaceful transition of power. Are you guys insane? Nothing about this has been peaceful. He almost got shot 6 months ago because you guys are insane. One of your supporters almost shot the president. And now you're saying it's going to be peaceful. Too late.
So underscored the importance and the truth that we do not pledge to any individual or any office, but we pledge our oath to the Constitution of the United States. Now, in terms of everything else, as we know, Donald Trump won the presidency. Republican Party has won the Senate, and the U.S. House of Representatives has still not been called. As of this morning, I believe there were over 50 races that were still outstanding. So neither party has officially...
Yeah, but it's over, lady. It is over. Also, let me know when someone comes on. Oh, they're on? Okay. You can pull it up. I mean, this was just to kill time, guys. Oh, no? Oh, no, I thought someone was. Okay.
Declared or has been officially declared as having the House majority. For a lot of people who are asking functional questions about what can we do, a lot hinges on what happens in the House of Representatives and control of the U.S. House of Representatives. If Democrats control the House, that gives a slight ledge.
Yeah, but you don't. Eat it.
To resist and prevent some of the worst legislative proposals from going through. For example, in contrast, if Republicans win majority of the House, they have discussed passing a national abortion ban. And there would be, if they have the votes.
No, they haven't. It's leave it up to the states.
Legislatively, there would be very little we could do to stop it, since they would have the House majority, the Senate majority, and a President Trump that would potentially be willing to sign that into law. As I've discussed on the campaign trail, a national abortion ban would prevail over any state law. So you are not protected if you are in California or New York or a blue state that has abortion rights. A national abortion ban is a national abortion ban. It would ban abortion in the United States of America, regardless of your state law. So that is just one of many different types of legislative provisions that control of the House really has a lot of influence over.
I know. She's lying. There's no ban. There's no ban.
To be competitive, we have a shot at getting control of the House of Representatives, which would block some of the most heinous legislative proposals that would have to pass through the House, Senate, and presidency. On this note, I actually think when we talk about what needs to be done and how we look ahead, and I don't want to bounce around too much, but one of the big things that I think is going to be very important for all of us, and again, I might be bouncing around because I am what is known, and I believe in a theory of politics known as inside-outside politics. That means that I believe we have people and elected officials on the inside that try to agitate, or rather try to organize and build power and help influence decisions on the inside.
Is she just waffling? I really want her to cry. Can you cry on camera?
That alone is not enough or sufficient. to make change in this country, that we also need mass movement politics and people's robust people's movements, and that those people's movements are where the actual seats of power and influence in this country come from a mass organized and mobilized base of working people. And so on an outside perspective, there are a lot of things that we have to do ahead of us. One of those things, I believe, is something known as programs of political education that can go from the most basic to...
political. That's always what they use. They say you're not educated, and that's why you have your opinions. Do you know what I would say to that? I would say you're too educated, and that's why you have your opinion. Please and thank you.
But we need to learn a lot. We need to build a base of knowledge among ourselves and people that we know. A lot of people may not know how laws are passed or how governance works, and that's okay, but it's very important that we start to learn. Sorry, I'm just keeping up with some of your comments as well. Now, what this means is that I think it's important, and I'm going to just give it to you all very straight. This is going to be a very, 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 very challenging, difficult time. We can use the next several months to prepare as best as we can. Trump would be inaugurated around January 20th or so. And we can use this time to prepare as best as we can for what is going to be a very challenging and very difficult time for millions of people in this country. A lot of people have asked me that, you know, is Trump actually going to do the things that he said he's going to do?
Yeah, because again, you guys say things, we do things. Yes.
Going to do? I think, listen, no one has a crystal ball, but I think that it is, and what we said on the campaign trail, when he says he's going to do something, believe him. I believe today, his press secretary confirmed his commitment to mass deportations beginning, the day or day after of his presidency. Talking about RFK trying to remove fluoridated water from the United States, which, you know, there are public health. I'm not here to get into debates with anybody or, you know, start fires in the group chat or whatever. But, you know, when you look at public health comprehensive studies,
All right, guys, instead of watching this woman waffle for 30 minutes, thank God someone got here. Now, as you guys know, I find it really important that we do offer some empathy to the other side. You know, I find it really important that we give our sympathy. And I just thought I would bring on some friends of mine and really see what, you know, what are their condolences for the liberals. So first and foremost, we have my friend Glenn, Red Pill content creator. He's also been in my vlog, Pearl Behind the Scenes. Okay, well, he doesn't have his... Are you there, Glenn? You hear me?
I'm here.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. You turning your camera on or no?
Yeah, I'm turning my camera on. The whole point of this thing, right?
Okay, good. We can't see you yet.
All right. Oh, that's why. My bad. Boomer moment. You know, I'm old and shit, right? You know, like, it's technology, all you young Thundercats.
It's tough. I get it. You can't all Instagram live like AOC.
All right. There we go. We should be there now.
So, you know, Glenn, I'll just talk to you a little bit. So, as you know, there's a lot of liberals that are going through a tough time.
Yes.
I mean, they've had it very tough. So one, they're shaving their heads. The women are going on sex strikes.
I'm drinking their liberal tears. Yeah. You know, I got my bottle of liberal tears here. And really good.
I just thought, you know, you used to, weren't you? You were a pastor at one point, right?
Yeah, I was a youth pastor.
And you're a compassionate guy.
Mm-hmm. I went to a funeral today, for a couple like femoids. I think that's what they call them now, the femoids. I said, "Dearly beloved, we gathered here today to watch these crybabies go away."
Mm.
Yeah.
So
I mean, what is wrong with people today, bro? I have no sympathy. I wish I had sympathy.
No. I'm sure you're sympathetic.
What would Jesus do? And I think he would slap him.
I brought you as a pastor to give the liberals the sympathy, Glenn.
Shit. Didn't get that memo.
Somebody's got to give condolences because I don't care and I hope you all have terrible days. I really do. So you got something? I mean.
Yeah. God is good. God is great. Thank for the food on your plate. I mean, I don't know, like what to go.
Well,
look, there's a simp out there for each and one, every one of you ladies. Okay. There's a simp out there for you. Don't worry. It's not over. Maybe for some of you, it is the fat ones. It's definitely over.
What about the bald ones?
The ones that run into walls. Do you remember the girl that ran into the wall that we showed you last night?
What about the bald, the ones shaving their hair? Is it over for them?
I mean, there's wigs. You know? But I mean, no, everything's pretty bad. Like, I mean, if you're willing to shave your head and go like Britney Spears, like that's some level of crazy. Like that just says BPD and a whole bunch of other things.
Right.
I'm more sympathetic to like the guys in this. Like the liberal guys, you seen some of the liberal guys' outrage?
They can't even, if they shaved their head, nobody would care.
I know. It's not a protest.
Oh, dang.
Everybody would think they would have lice.
And they're already cucking out their girlfriends. So it's like, what else are they going to?
I mean,
you know, their women are cheating with the Trump supporters.
You know, it's funny that you say that. You know, it's really funny you say that. So, you know, I was in the Jubilee 30 versus 30.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm the only one that said like women use abortion to get away from, you know, bad reproductive decisions. Mm. And like the girl that they zoomed in on in the front in like the blue polka dot dress, she's like, oh, all outraged. Tell me why she was in my Instagram DM. I was like, you so outraged, but you right here.
I mean,
he ain't that outraged.
She wasn't that outraged. You're not.
She wasn't outraged. It was all show.
Yeah. I mean, but they really, it's crazy because there's women shaving. I couldn't believe that woman shaved her head.
I mean, she's just repeating what Britney Spears did.
Yeah. It's a trend.
It's like V for Vendetta.
How long do you think their abstinence is going to last?
Oh, this is just going to last like, End of the month. Like, you really think bitches are going to give up dick?
I can't imagine I do.
I don't see. That's how they pay their rent.
Yeah. It's true. They have been saying sex work is real work.
Real work.
That's what they've been saying.
Why haven't we taxed any of this real work? Has America started taxing this real work?
That's true. We should, yeah.
I mean, we should put like a tax meter, like right above their Wahoo. So we get like thrust per hour, so we could charge per thrust, or you know, or something along those lines. You know, like what is wild about this whole thing is, it's not over yet. Like it's not, they're not done fighting.
I don't believe them when they say a peaceful transfer of power. I don't believe it. I mean,
have you seen Seattle?
Are they rioting? I haven't seen it.
There were some riots out there. Chicago was rioting. Philadelphia was rioting. So yeah.
Should I go downtown? I was thinking about going down and checking it out.
See, I was thinking about going downtown to LA too. Like I got my new GoPro.
Yeah.
Well, I was like,
I don't want to get, I think I might need to bring a security guard. I don't know. I was debating.
You should. Yeah. You should.
Well, Thank you, you know, for the lack of sympathy, Glenn. I mean, I mean, you didn't really do your part. So,
you know. Look, I couldn't lie to them. Mm. I don't have any sympathy for them. Mm. I wouldn't want to give them any false hope. You know what I'm saying? That would be wrong. That would be unkind to me.
Yeah.
I wanted to be honest with them.
Well.
But you know, sis, you do your thing.
I will.
Let them know that we want them to have a horrible next 4 years.
Horrible. I hope every day is terrible.
Yes, I wish it's Groundhog's Day every day for them.
Every day. Well, thank you so much, Glenn.
No problem. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Bye. All right,
who's? I think I saw one more in the waiting room. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you?
I am doing well, Miss Pearl. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for calling in.
Of course.
So we're giving you the chance now to give your message to the Liberals. So obviously, you know, it's been a tough day for them, right? I mean, some of the women are shaving their heads. Some are going on sex strikes. And it's been, I mean, they're crying on social media. So what do you have some condolences for them? What's your message?
You know what? I just learned about the 4B feminist strikes, that they're going to strike on dating, strike on having sex before marriage. And I'm thinking to myself, are they threatening us with Christian values? Because it sounds like they're threatening us to start living out Christian values. Mm. And it just goes to show that these people have lost all touch of reality. Like, they're threatening us with something that will actually make society so much better, to stop having random sex. Because at that point, maybe they will stop having the need to kill their own children via abortion. So I think that's a good thing. They should absolutely do that. Don't have sex before marriage and stop random people and wait until you find someone who actually will love you and create a family with you. So great. I love it. Do it.
And what's your message to those that, you know, are just struggling emotionally today? So I'll tell you my message. Yeah. You know, mine was I wanted them to have a terrible day. I really did. You know, I don't have any sympathy, and I hope it's terrible. But, you know, you seem like a Christian, a very, you know, maybe you have a different message for them, you know? So what's your, like, what's your, to those struggling?
You know? Listen, Jesus was not a punk, okay? Jesus went into the courtyard flipping over tables, creating whips and beating people with it. Okay. I take more of the perspective of you. I think these people have no sense of humility. And in order to learn the lesson from this arse whooping they just received on this past Tuesday, you have to have some humility about yourself. You have to be able to acknowledge I was wrong and the people rejected my idea. But they have no sense of humility. They will not humble themselves. They will not learn the lesson. These people have lost their mind. So my message is really to the rest of America. Treat these people like you would a fly. Swat them. Swat them hard. Get them out of your face. And let's get about the business of saving our country.
And do you think they'll offer retract? I mean, they've been saying Trump's going to be a dictator and our democracy is going to fall. Do you think they're going to offer retractions? As a journalist, you know, I'm expecting retractions. Do you think they're going to put these out?
No. Again, in order to do that, they would have to acknowledge they were wrong. They were wrong about forcing down our throat, men being able to compete with women. They tried to literally get us to say that a man punching a woman in the face is completely normal. It's not. And they're not going to retract on that. They're not going to retract that if it wasn't for our open borders, we would not have this incredibly dangerous gang, TDA, on our grounds, raping, murdering, commandeering entire apartment complexes. They're not going to admit. They're going to take the road of Kamala Harris when they asked her if there's anything she would have done differently than Joe Biden. And she said, nope, can't think of anything. Everything's been great. We're living in misery, but nope, everything is great. These people are just extremely arrogant and prideful. They have no sense of humility, so they will not retract.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and giving your two cents and joining my little celebration. And, you know, to the liberals, we really do hope you have an awful day. You know, I do anyways.
Yes, we do. We do. I agree with you. Thank you so much, Pearl.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Next, we have, guys, again, this isn't about, you know, I know some people think that maybe we should stop dividing the country. Right, I've heard this talking point. Maybe we should try to find middle ground. Well, you guys have had 4 years to give us middle ground. 4 years. So today, no, I have no sympathy. Next in the, on the chat, we have Emily.
Oh, shit, am I on?
Yeah, you are. Hi, Emily.
Dude, I have, hold on, let me get everything set up. I hope, hopefully this, let me know when we're ready and I'll put this light on because it's about to die. I have the worst flu today.
Okay.
Like, full blown was like in the ER earlier, so I apologize.
Okay, we are live, you know, right?
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we're good then.
Okay, sorry. So what is your message for the liberals? You know, the last 4 years, they've had plenty of time to give us common ground. And they've had plenty of time to be very, you know, nice to us, build bridges. So my message to them, I'll just start, was that I hope they have an awful day. I hope it's terrible and I don't wish them well. But, you know, you seem like a Christian woman, you know, so what's your message to them?
Okay. So thank you. I'm actually like totally agnostic. I was atheist my whole life. I'm not super religious, but I have been praying a lot lately, and this is going to upset the, I call them weak libertarians, because in order to be a winner or a loser, you have to pick a side. And these people that refuse to pick a side, I just say, you're just inherently as evil as the people on the other side. And you're so scared, which I don't respect. I live in Los Angeles. You see, I get attacked by these freaks every day. I'm going full blown opposite side. I have no empathy. I have no sympathy, and I will spend the next 4 years of my career going after every single one of these people. If they could, they would literally put us in modern day concentration camps. They have voted for that. They have done fake polls for that. They wanted to separate us from our families. People died in the hospitals. The amount of people they wanted to force to have vaccines, all the babies that died inside mothers' wombs from the Pfizer trials. It is a war in this country. It is between us and them. And I want every single one of them to pay for what they did. And I want everyone to know if they won, they would literally make our lives a living hell. They would strip all of our rights as they've tried to do for 4 years. And it is us against them. And I have no mercy in my body for them.
None. So none. Tell me what happened to you. I saw a clip. Someone attacked you the other day, or they were telling you.
Yeah. So I live in like West Hollywood area, mm-hmm. and I'm literally walking by myself. I'm small. I'm like 5'4", like 110 pounds on a good day. And I'm literally, I have all black on, just like workout clothes. I'm just walking by myself and I'm right in front of my house and I have MAGA shoes on, which is funny because MAGA shoes seem even more retarded to get upset about compared to a MAGA hat yeah. for some reason. And I'm just minding my own business. And there's women with strollers and babies next to me. And this guy just screams in my face, "You support a rapist?" And I immediately was like, "Hey, good morning." And I go, "No, he's not a rapist. And he hasn't been proven to be one either. In case you know how the fucking court of law works, you
I mean, they call
idiot.
Everything rape these days. It's everything, someone could touch your rape. Arm and then they're a sexual assaulter. I'm like, what the?
Yeah. Also, let's be real. The woman that accused him of that waited till he was president, waited 30 years later. She's a freak, ugly woman. He's been surrounded by models, has a beautiful wife. He doesn't need to rape anybody. And anyone that's obviously met a real rapist in person would know he's not really fitting the category. So I looked at him and I said, "I do not believe he is a rapist." And he's also not been proven guilty by that, by the justice system, if you're such a fan of that system. And then he just keeps going off at me because I heard people in the comments were saying that, like, I instigated it. I'm like, do you guys understand that it got so bad I had to start filming? It was as a way to protect myself. So then he goes, well, I hope you get raped. And I was like, and then I thought when I started recording, he would change, but instead he just doubled down. And the whole video is actually 3 minutes. He goes to say way worse stuff.
Wow. So you were just walking and he came up to you because of Trump. Do you have the shoes? Are you at home? Let me see. I want to see what triggered him. Oh, those are sick. Those are awesome.
And then the craziest part was he goes, you called me a, I don't know if I can say it on here, but an F-A-G-G-O-T. And I go, no, I didn't. I said, what's insane is a gay man approaching a woman to talk about rape when I am significantly in more danger because of the president we have right now of something like that happening. You're 6'1". No one's raping you. But yeah, that's a fear I live with 24/7 because we literally have a DA who's gone now that doesn't support crime, and you can assault women every day and there's no consequences. And then he was like, you called me that. I was like, you called yourself that.
Is that something that's happened like around you? I don't.
Yeah. So obviously there was a girl who actually got stabbed to death not too long ago. And the guy had a 30-page rap. She was walking around. Me and my boyfriend had squatters at our property, and the cops basically did nothing. He stole a car, had a 30-page rap sheet, robbed everyone in the neighborhood, and called the cops because the cops actually gaslit me, said, well, why didn't you call us? I said, you just said he did nothing wrong. What was I supposed to sit there for 3 hours? The last time I called you, you guys didn't do anything, and then the guy raped a woman that night. So I don't know what to tell you, but yeah, a woman got had her baby in a stroller, and a guy punched her in the face, homeless guy, tried to sexually assault her. And we have no cash bail, so he probably was out the next day. So yeah, women are in danger here.
So they have no cash bail. What does that mean? So if they commit a crime, yeah, go ahead.
So basically at this point, you do anything except for murder, you're getting out.
Really? In the same day?
Yeah, you're gonna get out. We have like George Gascon, who we just got out, thank God. He basically not only does not prosecute crime, the police will get in trouble if they do their job. And on top of that, all the empathy goes towards the criminals and never the victims. So it's very scary. It's like, as a woman, like if you were to be raped and you even like identified the man, the odds of that guy even going away for more than a week, I would be shocked if it was a week.
Wow. Wow. And so he goes up to you on a trail and threatens to, wow, that's insane. And he was,
well, what's crazy is we were in front of traffic.
Yeah.
And that's why I started filming. And then all the women around me, of course, because they're cowards, just walked away, which is crazy because I was like, no matter what side I'm on, if I ever saw a man speak to a woman like that, it would be game over.
I mean, you saw the woman screaming at the baby. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, even the liberals are like, chill out, it's the baby.
Literally, the girl that's the like black girl that stepped in and was like, yo, like, this is actually insane. I was like, yeah, because you're insane. 50% of you having mental illness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're all right. I'm glad nothing happened. Stay safe in LA.
I made him viral and I went super viral. So I'm happy. And, you know, I disagree with all the Republicans that feel empathy for these people that wanted to force you to get vaccinated and put you in camps that they're crying online. I love it. I'm eating it up. Every meltdown video I'm saving right now just to respond to laughing.
Yeah. And it's like, if the roles were reversed, they would want us to have a terrible day.
This is what I don't understand.
Yeah, so
4 years, they hated us and they made our lives miserable. If they won, they would be the first people to rip away our free speech, let our loved ones die in hospitals. They laugh this whole time.
You know, during the BLM stuff, I was living in Milwaukee and there was like riots and stuff. And I remember one of my like good friends at the time stopped talking to me because I wouldn't post a square. And I'm like, it's a black square. F off, you asshole.
Yeah, like, fuck off. You're so stupid.
I'm like, you're literally...
Like, it changes anything.
I was like, I need smarter friends. I need to update.
I was going to say, that's how I felt. I just, anyone with a black square, I was like, well, I guess that's a nice unfollow spree I can go through.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in, Emily. We'll definitely have you back on relevant topics, but thank you for offering your condolences to the libs.
Oh, yeah. No, they can all go fuck themselves.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's everyone. You know, actually, I'm going to try one more. Hold on. No one else is in the... I think that was everyone I invited. Do you want to offer your... You know what? We'll do that tomorrow. I'll have maybe one more for you guys. Do you guys like the collabs? If you do, I can get more of these coming in. Let me look at the chat one more time. Sorry. Anyways, guys, that's all I got for you today. I think that's it. I don't do a ton of politics on this channel, but when the liberal women are going nuts, it's too entertaining to not. And I'm a Trump fan, so I got to do my victory lap and say thank you very much. Proud to be a conservative. I am proud. I have never voted for a Democrat in my life. And yeah, there's two types of women this election season. Women that know how to use birth control, abstinence, or really anything, right? And the ones that don't. So thanks for watching, guys. Like the video and subscribe, and I'll see you tomorrow. Same time. Bye-bye.